Mindful Business Evolution, the podcast where networking, mindset, and technology converge to empower success. In today's fast-paced world, navigating the complexities of business while nurturing personal growth can often feel like a daunting task.
Welcome back to Mindset Monday. I'm Heather, your host, and I am so glad to be here with you on Mindful Business Evolution. I have been reading a couple of things. So I've been working with 52 Small Changes for the Mind by Brett Blumenthal, a really nice lady. This week it was talking about smiling. And when we smile, we actually get our body into the feeling of happiness, of asking our body to do those hormone things that create that happy feeling. So it was talking about how if you smile, even if you are feeling down, and this is something that I've done a lot of in my life, you know, kind of that fake it till you make it thing, really stuck with me for smiling, because it actually helps your body produce the hormones you need to be happy when we smile. So it's kind of like putting the cart before the horse and figuring out what do I need to do to make it so that my body catches up with where I want to be. So smiling is really good for us. It's contagious. You know, just like a bad mood is contagious, a smile is contagious. So if you're smiling, you actually can create happiness in other people by smiling. Because maybe they're having a bad day and you smile at them and it changes their whole day. It's a pretty incredible thing to have happen, right? So smiling is a holistic natural medicine that helps us feel better, look better, and age better. Who doesn't want to age better? So just thinking about how can you smile more? What makes you smile? These are things you might want to like explore for yourself. So the other book I'm reading is Jamie Kern Lima is Worthy. And if you haven't picked up your copy, I highly recommend it. This is a really good book, and I'm not very far into it. She's an incredible human. Her first book was Believe, and that's also a really good book. I have that one too. So How to Believe You Are Enough and Transform Your Life. So I wanted to read you a couple of experts that I found just in this opening. Like I have so many like, boom, oh, I'm feeling that. Okay. Where do we start? Okay. So I'm going to take a breath. Where I want to start is, what are you holding on to? So if you had a jar, I'm going to use my coffee cup here. If I was holding onto this coffee cup, and inside this coffee cup, what's in there? What am I holding on to? So inside here, am I holding on to something negative somebody said? Or am I holding on to a friend that doesn't want to have anything to do with me? Am I holding on to a dream that isn't serving me? What is it that I'm holding on to and focusing on? And then what happens is then we're holding on to this thing so, so, so tight, right? That we often will shield ourselves and shield this protectiveness away from the good things coming at us, right? The compliments. So I would like it if we could empty out all these yucky things, right? Rinse this out, get it good and clean, and put all the compliments you received, the people that do want to hang out with you. Who is that? You know, putting in the things we do want in our lives and our intentions, putting them in our cup. And what things do we need to have in our cup so that we feel like we're flowing? And then we have this an abundance of overflow of joy and love to give to people because we're holding on to the right things. So for me, that's remembering that somebody said something really amazing to me. Somebody, you know, I work really hard on controlling my energy and keeping my vibe in a certain way and making sure that I'm able to show up how I want to show up for you guys. And so somebody told me that I really respect that I have good energy. And I took that and I teared up because I work really hard on that. And to have somebody acknowledge that, that's a thing I want in my cup. I have good energy. That's amazing. That's something I work on, right? So I want to hold on to that, not, man, why did you do that, right? Or those judgments that we pass on ourselves, like, why did I eat that? Or why did I sleep in? Or why, you know, let's not focus on those. Let's find those good things to focus on. So here, worthy is really helping you to identify that, like inside yourself, the worthiness that you need to have in order to focus on those amazing things, right? So in life, you don't soar to the level of your hopes and dreams. You stay stuck at the level of your self-worth. You don't rise to what you believe is possible. You fall to what you believe you are worthy of. So as we try to change, we need to remember to change how we feel and what we feel worthy of in our lives, because we'll keep going back to that same story if we don't. And your body can feel like a source of shame or like a miracle in motion, all depending on your relationship of worthiness. One more time. Your body can feel like a source of shame or like a miracle in motion. That just, so where, what is your source? Are you sourcing shame? Are you focusing on that shame? Or are you sourcing those miracle moments where you realize you have good energy, where somebody compliments you on how intelligent you are, where somebody sees your worth and shares that with you? Are you able to receive that? Are you ready to put that in your cup and focus on that? If not, I recommend picking up this book. It's super amazing. I'm not very far into it, but everything around this book and around the community around this book is really supportive and really amazing to work, to be a part of. When you change what you believe you are worthy of, you change your entire life. When you change what you believe you are worthy of, you change your entire life. I don't know about you, but I love that. And I'm excited for what comes next for me. Let's see. There's a couple more really good quotes in here that I got. You don't become what you want. You become what you believe you are worthy of. In life, in love, in friendships, in your career, and in your hopes and dreams. That's why it's important that we work on this piece of worthiness. Live in congruence with your soul. Ignite your purpose and show up in the world as all of who you are. That's when you will truly feel fulfilled and truly feel alive. I don't know about you, but that is what I'm looking for. I am stepping into my queendom, right? And stepping up into myself and being my own hero. So how can you do that for yourself in your own life? What are you going to focus on this week as you move through your life? What are you putting in your cup? What are you going to fill yourself up with? Is it going to be that self-doubt, or are you going to step into your worthiness? Thank you so much for joining me here. I look forward to our next conversation. We'll see you soon. Namaste.